And it's now with the centre-back for Altrincham. And Chris Chambers cuts that ball out, and it's now with Hayes. Hayes chips the ball over the top for Wollstonecraft to chase onto. Wollstonecraft through, a lob, and a goal. 1-0. 10 minutes on the clock here at Broadhurst Park. A lovely through ball there by Beth Hayes to Wollstonecraft. And Wollstonecraft, calm and measured, chips it over the goalkeeper, and it's 1-0, Paul.
The pass from Beth Hayes was absolutely splits. Perfect, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
And the finish, she drew the keeper, but she still had to do, she still had the hard work to do to hit the target, and she did it nonchalantly.
But this is a free kick in a very dangerous area. It's going to be taken by Georgia Plant. There's a four-person wall there.
Is this going to be a George Thompson effort?
It's on the right-hand side, a few yards out of the box. It's a great...
Oh, it is.
What a wonderful free kick that was into the top corner. A superb effort there by Georgia Plant on 12 minutes. You don't really save them, do you, Paul?
Well, I mean, that was George Thompson yesterday, basically, wasn't it?
Yeah.
From a position outside the edge of the box, found the corner, top corner, goalkeeper not really giving a prayer. And that's what we were saying, you know, you get a goal lead, but it's a fragile lead, isn't it?
Free kick taken by Tong. It's cleared, though, by Altrincham, and Kirsty Chambers is going to try and get that ball, and does on this left-hand touchline here by the main stand. Cross comes in to Shelby Wollstonecraft, who's onside. Wollstonecraft, it's a good first touch, and she goes down, and a penalty conceded.
I think that was the right decision there. It was interesting that that Shelby tried to turn on the ball instead of shoot. I thought she could have shot in the first.
Well, she did right, didn't she? She did a nice little... one of her favourite tricks,
the
that curve turn.
Yes. I thought, you know, she was kind of moving back towards the defender rather than moving away, but...
20 minutes on the clock here. Can we make it 2-1? We can indeed. And that is a goal. A superbly taken penalty there by Beth Hayes. FC United of Manchester 2, Altrincham 1. Ball over the top for Kirsty Chambers. And once again, she's left that right back for dead. Comes into the penalty box. Beats the centre back and turns and shoots into the far corner. And, well, goal. 3-1 to FC United of Manchester on the 37th minute. And Kirsty Chambers has been threatening that all this half, and at last she's through with a shooting opportunity, and she buries it.
She doesn't need an invitation to get into the box, and then she sees the whites of the goalposts, and it's very much 9 out of 10. She's going to hit the ball.
Well, she hit the bar earlier, and that was much more composed from Kirsty Chambers. So, Davis now on the ball. Davis, that's a nice little poke forward there for Chambers. On the left-hand side, she's coming into the box again. She's lining up a shot, she shoots, and it goes right through the goalkeeper's arms, and it's a goal on the 46th minute here, and it's now 4-1 to FC United, and exactly what Kirsty Chambers should do often, shoot.
The ratio of shots that she has to anybody else in the match is remarkable if you look at game after game. But today, when she gets it right, it's devastating, isn't it?
But it's a corner ball anyway to FC United. 70 minutes coming up here, and it's a corner ball. 4-1 currently. Kirsty Chambers with this. It's a lofted one. Goalkeeper has to deal with it. Doesn't deal with it. Jade Parker's there. And is it Jade Parker or is it Fran Davis? I think it was Fran Davis, actually, on the back post. Toe pokes it home. And it's now FC United of Manchester 5, Altrincham 1. 69 minutes gone. Good tackle there from Olivia Gannon. Well cut out by Kirsty Chambers. Kirsty Chambers now on the left side. Beats one player. Beats two players. Goes between. And now she's into the box. On the edge of the box, she turns, plays it to Wollstonecraft. Wollstonecraft turns, shoots, goal!
Well.
6-1. Good play, excellent play. Both from Gannon, who did the original tackle to break it all up, and then Kirsty Chambers with a superb run, just what Kirsty Chambers does best. And then, well, Shelby Wollstonecraft, cool as you like, on the edge of the box, slots it home in the far corner, 6-1.